Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I have a charge on my credit card statement from this number. Who are you or what are you? I don't know what this charge is for that I have.
Okay, ma'am, we are a third-party call center. So we house for many different products. So I wouldn't know exactly what company or where you have the where the charges are coming from until I can look your account up. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 46130.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Linda Connor. Connor is spelled with an ER.
Okay. All right, Linda, can you verify your address for me, please?
9583 North Division Road, Fountaintown, Indiana, 46130.
Okay, thank you for the information, Linda. Just give me a moment. My system's been a little slow today, so just bear with me.
Okay.
And I do apologize, Linda, for the long wait, but it's just been slow and slow ever since I got in this morning, so I apologize for that.
That's all right.
Okay, so it finally popped up. Yes, ma'am, I do see. Are you calling about the charge on the 3rd of December?
No, this charge on my statement is November the 28th for
Oh,
$5.74.
yes, ma'am. I do see that charge, and it's for I do see that charge November the 28th for 574, and it's showing the crew set, which is I think a cookware, a set of pots. It could have been a sweepstakes, or maybe
Oh,
they told you you won something.
yeah, they did. And I had to pay the shipping, and I've never gotten the product.
Yes, ma'am. To be honest, it wasn't nothing you won. I'm just being honest. On my end, it's showing that there was a sweepstakes entry, and you paid the $5.74.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help there. I know what that is now.
Yes, ma'am. So did you want to continue with this to see that you won, or because I think this is gonna be end up being a monthly thing. If you don't win this the pot set the first time, they gonna it's kind of like a monthly raffle. They're gonna charge you again. Probably next month for, I think it's gonna be like $60 some. And what it does is it increases your chances. It'll go from maybe 1 in 100 chances of winning the cookware set. Cause right now, when you paid that $5.74 to win it, your chances were 1 in 1,000. So the next time they bill you, it's gonna be maybe 1 in 100, and then the next month 1 in 50 until you, I guess, until you win it. So it's
Okay, but
kind of
I
like.
you you said you're telling me I can discontinue it right now if I want to?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't realize that that's what the
Yes.
deal was. It came with my Kohl's statement, and I thought it was
Yeah.
something from Kohl's.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, they saying that everything was stated in the terms and conditions. Maybe it was in a little fine print. Maybe it could have been at the very bottom of the screen, but it probably was in, you know, a lot of people don't read the little small writing, but they saying that it was stated in that the terms and conditions that you are entering a sweepstakes and, you know, letting you know that you're gonna have a monthly charge.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Now, yeah, and I'm not interested in continuing this if you're able to stop it.
Okay, well, I'm pretty counsel when I get through, I'm gonna give you a cancellation note so you'll just have it for your records.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Lena, so I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 262.
Okay.
885.
Okay.
709.
All right, that was C as in Charlie, 262-885-709.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I thank
you. Are they going to be contacting me or anything, or you don't?
No, ma'am. They're just for you. I'm just giving it to you just in case you may need it again. So you just have that for confirmation that the order was canceled.
Okay.
So I thank you. Thank you, Linda, for calling in, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. I hope you do, too, and I appreciate your help today.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.